Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Zion conference call for the 23rd day of February, year 2022. I am Commander and Pastor Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is roundtable with Dan from Georgia, Tommy from Florida, and myself. We do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who is later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru Ambeth. We will have callers later on in the program. We do ask that you be mindful of language and also be courteous to anybody else that might be on the call at the same time, and make every effort possible not to talk over each other. We are in the question and answer mode, meaning everybody is muted upon coming into the conference, and you will be unmuted in the order that I receive the requests from you to speak. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, that's .net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And you can go to the Daily Mail page for latest news. You can go to the contact page for sending an email to us about any kind of constructive criticism or desires for future programming. And on the home page, the first page, we've updated information on how you can assist, so to speak, in sending a donation to help us out. And for those folks who do that, it is greatly appreciated, as there is no money in telling the truth. I think most patriots today would be able to tell you that, whether it's the truth about what's going on in the world or the truth about what's in the Bible and who we are, what our history is, etc. Not much money in the truth. Most people don't want to support it. So, but there's tons and tons of money if you want to poison people, lie to people, cut people, burn people. It's amazing. You can be a Joel Osteen or a, I can never remember that guy's name, Kenneth Copeland, John Hagee, and the whole army of lying misfit pastors out there. You can tell people lies till you're blue in the face, and they'll throw money at you. So not a whole lot of money in telling the truth. Proverbs 14, verse 22. Do not they go astray who plot evil, but love and faithfulness belong to those who plan good. Again, Proverbs and Psalms. A lot of people say, well, where do I start in the Bible? Well, that's a good place to start. Somebody said they can't hear me. According to my board, everything is coming in fine, so I'm assuming it is a problem at the other end. So don't know what's happening there. Is anybody else in the chat, if you would, if you're having a problem with the audio, let me know. But our guest again tonight, the guys told me they were going to come, is Dan from Georgia and Tommy from Florida when they show up. But until then, we'll go over some news items. Just things are happening so fast right now, just unbelievable. Some very, very good things and some very, very upsetting things. But again, we have been talking about these issues for a very long time. 22 plus years just on this platform alone, we've talked about that the day would come when the Antichrist would raise up, and this is exactly the way the world would look. Total chaos, total evil and wickedness in power, because the Jewish banking cartels have had power for centuries. And they came to tremendous financial power starting in the 1700s, the 18th century. with the rise of the Rothschilds, etc. But there are banking families that go back even longer than that. So it's not just the Rothschilds, okay? In fact, the bloodlines that are the ultimate rich Jews, you never hear their names mentioned, like the Pesors and etc. So Rothschild and Bezos and Soros, etc., they're the guys that they put out front for you to get angry at. And if you ever decide to grow some stones and put these people to the torch and the sword, like our father commands, they want these puppets, these low-level puppets, to be the ones you go after, not the high-level ones. Okay? That's the what they call the peerage group, or the bloodlines of the ultimate antichrist. So a lot of this stuff is being put together. There's tons and tons of researchers now all networking their information together. So just as Father told us, that all things that were hidden are becoming known. And as they're becoming known, people are waking up faster and faster and faster. And because of that, it puts additional pressure on the Antichrist. As the scripture tells us, Satan and his kids know their time is short, and therefore their anger is great. Okay? The sons of perdition, these Bolshevik Zionist communist pigs. Okay? So they're upset. Trudeau is one of that crowd. Most of the leaders of the Western world are Jews hiding behind facades, pretending to be of the kind that belong in the country, like in England, pretending to be English when they're not. They're all Jews. Germany with Merkel and the rest. Macron in France, Trudeau in Canada, Biden and his group of Jewish thieves in Washington, and even under Trump, it was loaded with kikes. Okay, so again, pretending to be of the peerage of the Anglo-Saxon, when in fact they are antichrists, they are of their father the devil, and they go around in sheep's clothing, but they are wolves within. So we were warned, okay? Messiah warned us, the apostles warned us, before them the prophets warned us, and we just didn't pay attention, did we? Like always, we're stiff-necked. We like to think we're like God. We can figure this out for ourselves, and, you know, we just turn our back on our ancestors, on common sense, on history. Historicity, anyway, turn our backs on our Heavenly Father, our Creator, because we just think we know better. Or we're just cowards and we're lazy. Could be as simple as that in some cases, too. The latest thing, of course, one of the things that I just saw coming off the news feeds was supposedly, and she's amongst many people all of a sudden showing up, quote, dead, which I think is a convenient way for them to slip into obscurity, and you're just supposed to go back to sleep figuring they're dead, so you're not going to do any more research on them. And bring them to justice, so to speak. So lots of these criminals here lately have supposedly mysteriously died. And again, that's all ploy. They're not really dead. That just means that they're off in some remote area being financed by their Jewish masters and their Jewish cousins. And this is their way to tell us to leave them alone. Don't look here anymore. Just like Epstein, okay? Anybody that thinks Epstein is really dead, you're crazy. I'm sorry. Any of these big-named pedophile criminals and cannibals that all of a sudden are supposedly dead, they're not dead. Please. And now the Queen of England has joined the list, because the number of people waking up to their chicanery and their nefarious deeds is growing and growing. And they know that the day of the rope is right around the corner, especially with all these people that are rising up here lately. Okay? They're rising up, which means that people are getting angry enough to actually do something. That tells them that the hangman's noose is not far away. Okay? And so they have to orchestrate their disappearance to make it look like they're dead so that you don't go looking for them. I don't believe any of them are dead until I see the actual body and do a DNA test on them. That's the only time I'll believe that they're actually dead. So, case in point to the Patriots and the militia. And, okay, Ella, she says she's having trouble with her computer connection. They're playing with all kinds of electronics today, phones, computers, laptops, etc. All kinds of stuff going on. So not too surprised there, especially if you're part of the crowd trying to tell the truth. Okay, I keep getting messages here. So, and the good news is more and more people are contacting me all the time to talk about the different things that are going on, and very similar for all of us. Okay, so people that are having trouble with their families and relations with co-workers, family members, friends, whatever, we're all in the same boat. Okay, Yahweh said, I'm going to send a sword at the end of the age. He said, I'm sending a sword. He's not going to bring us together. He's sending a sword to divide the chaff from the wheat, to divide the wheat from the tares, okay? The thinning of the herd. We got a lot of people walking around in shoe leather that don't deserve to be here. Sorry, but it's just true. There's a whole lot of people that just are sucking air that we don't need around. They're cowards. They're low IQ morons. They're evil. Or they're part of the synagogue of Satan. But whatever, they don't need to go into the kingdom, because you have to remember, what did the prophets tell us? That Yahweh says that nothing that offends him will come into his kingdom. Okay? Nothing that offends him. Okay, Ella, very good. She's going to listen by phone. That's one thing nice about free conference call. Is the fact that you have two avenues to listen to the program, either by a phone or by a computer. So it's very rare that both methods won't work at the same time, at least for now. Going forward, who the hell knows? But for now, at least one of the two should work. And a 605, I think it's 605, phone number should be toll-free on almost all phones now. See, when I was a young man, long-distance phone calls were outrageously expensive. So you didn't call anybody long-distance, not very often. You wrote letters. Imagine that, writing letters. So anyway, another big news item, of course, is what's happening in Russia and the Ukraine. And I've reminded a few of the callers earlier today, you have to remember that the Ukraine, especially Donbass and the other region there in the northeast of the Ukraine, historically was part of Russia. And you got to remember that in the 20th century, because of all the wars and all the machinations of the Jews getting white man to fight white man, borders changed. Okay, Germany didn't used to be called Germany. It was called the Prussian Empire. Prussia. And a lot of Poland belonged to Prussia. Poland was much smaller than it is today. And there was a region of Poland where they were ethnically Germans. And when Hitler invaded Germany in the 1930s, Hitler invaded Poland in the 1930s, he was not doing that as an act of war. He went into Poland to save the ethnic Russians Germans who were trapped behind the new border. They weren't really Polish. They were Germans, and they were being murdered and put upon by the Jewish-led Poles of the time because they hated Germans. So Hitler went in there to save Germans in what used to be part of Germany. Well, you get the exact same scenario going on right now. Donbass and that other region in the northeast of Ukraine is full of ethnic Russians. In fact, there's hundreds of thousands of actual Russian citizens who are either vacationing, visiting, or work in the Ukraine. But they are still national Russians, and they're being killed by these Zionist-run oligarchs in the Ukraine, thanks to the United States and the NATO forces putting these Jewish cabal leaders in charge of the Ukraine so that these other Jews of NATO could rape and pillage to their heart's content, the resources, etc. So when you see Russia mounting up their troops and all the Russians are doing is honoring a treaty agreement that they have with those two regions because they're ethnically Russian and they have declared their independence because they're Russians. And the Ukraine forces, who are run by neocon war dogs, don't like it, and so they're bombing the hell out of them, and they're killing probably tens of thousands of innocent men, women, and children who are primarily Russians. So don't fall into the media trap of thinking that it's time to call the Russians the bad guys and we need to go to war with Russia. No, we don't. Russia's doing exactly what should be done. They are protecting their kinsmen who are being murdered by Jews in the Ukraine. And if you don't know that's what's going on, shame on you. Because you should, okay? I got to check on something here real quick. Give me just a second. Let's see here. But anyway, so you just look back in history again. They wanted us... demonized the Germans and Hitler and everything for what they did in Poland. It had a lot to do with why we went to war against our cousins in Germany and Italy, all because the media turned it around to make the Germans look like bad guys simply because they wanted to protect Germans' lives. The media didn't say a damn thing. Didn't say a damn thing about the atrocities that the Poles were doing to the Germans in that area of Poland, okay? So here we go again. Lies, more lies, and more lies. Always getting us to kill one another, always trying to foment war. So we need to wake the hell up. I'm looking for something here on the computer, so just... bear with me a second. Let's see here. Oh, okay. I just wanted to find out. Okay, good enough. Very good. So again, don't fall into the trap of believing the media. We know the media is lying like crazy. Canada, I've heard a couple things up there. I've heard that the Emergencies Act has been suspended. Now, I haven't verified that yet, but it came from some pretty good resources. But the main thing that everybody has to understand is that it's the pressure of we the people that causes governments to behave themselves. They never behave themselves simply because it's the right thing to do. Never. Okay? Yeah, Bubby says here that he had assumed that the Ukraine was... The Ukraine people, predominantly, are ethnically Aryans, okay? But the leadership in the Ukraine is much like here in America. It has been usurped by Zionists, complete Zionists, okay? These are all Jews pretending to be Russian, Ukrainian, etc., when that's all they are. They're just Jews. They're part of the Red Mob, what they call the Russian mob, which is actually the Jewish mob that's in Russia or the Ukraine, but they're still all Jews. So, again, don't fall for the trap, and don't think that this Freedom Convoy has gone away. They're just regrouping and reorganizing and changing the battle plan, which is what you do when you're in a war, okay? Nothing ever happens the way you plan once the bullets start flying. The New World Order and Trudeau, that little piece of shit in Canada that prances around, that little faggot up there and probably a tranny, he is a Zionist puppet. The people pulling the strings are these international banking cartels. And they told that little puppet up there to go after the true Canadian Aryans that live up there. Okay? So we're at war. Now, I'm waiting for the day when our side realizes that we actually are in a war and these Zionist communist bastards plan on killing all of us, or at least a large portion of us, and enslaving all of us. Okay? When are we going to wake up to the fact this is a war? They're taking casualties. They're stomping on people, destroying their property, stealing their bank accounts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are acts of war. And those troops that are up there doing these things are not Canadians. They're UN troops, probably either led by or a lot of them are actually Israelis because that's the way they do business. So you can see the fingerprints of the Mossad and the Israelis all over what's going on in Canada. So I would bet that they're at least following directions from Mossad agents or Israeli agents, and probably a lot of them in uniform are in fact Jews, because that's what they do. Just go look at the behavior over in Palestine. If you want to see how Jews act when they have a bunch of innocent people that are unarmed, just go look what they've done to the Palestinians for decades, okay? This is nothing new. Now they're doing it to us. When are we going to wake up and realize we're at a war and start taking some of these bastards out? That's what I'm waiting to see. Well, Dan, you can't talk like that, Dan. Oh, really? I got an enemy trying to destroy me and my family and steal our property and our lands and enslave us, and I can't call them out for that? I can't call for their destruction while they are calling for our destruction? I beg to differ. I certainly do have a God-given right to say whatever I want to say. And I'll stand behind that. Yahweh is my witness. These sons of bitches plan on enslaving and killing a great many of our people and other people as well, other races, in their satanic mad rush to rule the world. And they've wanted to do that for decades, probably centuries, actually. So calling a spade, if I get harmed because of that, that's okay. Because I've read in the book of Proverbs, it's better to be harmed for doing good than evil. So all I have to do to keep on the right side of my Heavenly Father is to proclaim the truth, proclaim honesty and true justice, and then let the chips fall wherever they may. If Yahweh wants to lift his hedge of protection around me and allow these sons of bitches to get to me, there ain't nothing I can do about it. I'm just a solitary figure sitting here. Okay? Be easy as hell to take me out. However, the Antichrists have to be careful, because it also says in Scripture that our Heavenly Father has reproved kings and kingdoms to touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. So they got a little bit of a conundrum here. We want to take out guys like Dan because we don't need people telling these sheep what's really going on, because we've spent a lot of time and money to keep them completely ignorant. So we don't want them to do that, but a lot of these truth tellers have turned their lives over to Yahweh. they're coming back to put the protection of the Most High over them. They're giving their hearts back to the Father, where they should have been all along. Uh-oh. Now you got a problem, Houston. Now you Zionist, communist pigs, you got a problem. Plus, we have the advantage of history and the internet and authors such as Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Benjamin Friedman and many other truth tellers about how you Bolsheviks work. We also know that it is brutal. The end of your life is brutal under a communist dictatorship. We also know that many of our kinsmen, when they were under the thumb of the communists and they were being killed, many of them said that if they'd had to do it over again, they would have picked up a hatchet, a hammer, or a pitchfork if they had to and have fought. At least they would have fought on their feet instead of being lined up and massacred by these heartless, gutless, coward, pusillanimous pigs that these communists are. They're only brave men when they outnumber you 50-1 and you have no weapons at all and they've got automatic weapons. That's when they're brave. Get them by themselves, let's see how brave they are. They're cowards. When our team finally gets on the playing field and we start taking some of them as casualties, you're going to find out what cowards they are. They're going to cry like little babies when they get captured because they know we're going to hang their sorry asses. And there's nothing they can do about it except cry like little babies. Just like Trudeau, just like Biden, little babies hiding in somebody's basement because they're not really people. They're not even men. They're not even human. They don't even have the milk of human kindness in their souls. They are reprobates. And they know that the day is coming when we will hunt them down, just as Obadiah and Ezekiel and Malachi tells us, just like the psalmist told us in Psalm 149 and 91. And as Ralph often says, the Psalm 83, which is imprecatory in nature, to curse our enemies. So we're in a war. We just have to get our side organized and our side to wake up to the fact that this is a war. And we need to start figuring out how to deal with our enemies in a very harsh, cruel way, since that's the way they've decided to deal with us. Okay, we have the moral high ground already. With the evidence that we have of what they've done to children, with the sex slave trade and the adrenochrome and the torturing of children and the pedophilia that's going on, the transhumanism, the scientists that are being paid with Jewish money to come up with all these like Terminator seeds and coming up with all this mRNA, gene-changing nonsense, okay? GMO food, which is no good for you. Hybridized food, which is, again, no good for you. They've committed all these crimes, and every one of them, our Heavenly Father has condemned them. Condemned them to death. Not prison. Not re-education, not being sent to a shrink to try to talk them out of their bad behavior. No, no, no. That's not the way of our Father, and that's not the way of our ancestors. When you're dealing with people with no conscience, pure psychopaths, and we've talked about the Japanese samurai Bushido code, which says when you're dealing with evil, violent men, the only way to overcome them is for good men to be better trained at violence. It's really quite simple, isn't it? So the samurai, which means servant, by the way, and now that I think about it, have you ever wondered why did the samurai pull their hair back into the knot, and why did they wear whiteface? Why did they shave the top of their heads and wear whiteface when that's not the normal Japanese way and call themselves servants? Who are the servants of the Most High? Adamic men. Adamic men. So isn't it interesting that the samurai, in their way, imitate the image of Aryan warriors? I'm just saying. I find that kind of curious. Servants. Servants of the people and servants of justice. Men better trained at violence than the common street criminals and these common psychopaths called Jews who want to rule the world. Good men better trained at violence. Actually, we have a lot of white men who are already better trained at violence than these pieces of shit called communist Jews and their lapdogs that they pay. I also have knowledge that's been given to me within the last 48 hours that there's a large body of black men who are believers in our Father in Heaven and His Holy Scripture, who are at the point of being done with the violence and the criminality, to the point where they wish to take action. And as they have related the information, they don't care what race. If they catch you breaking Father's law, they believe you need to be put to the sword. And so these are black individuals, not Muslims, believers in Yahweh, and they believe that if you're a bad apple, it doesn't matter if you're black, brown, yellow, pink, blue, or Jew, you need to be put down. So, interesting developments. Interesting developments. It is time to be lions again. So, we're in a war. It's time we understand that. I think we have Dan from Georgia with us. Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Ah, excellent. You sound loud and clear, buddy.
Good. How are you?
How are you doing?
Oh, doing good in this crazy world we live in.
Oh, yeah. If you could just get a little closer to your mic or phone or whatever you're using.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's much better.
All right.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Are you there? I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good.
I was just waiting on you to finish saying what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how long it's been since you've been on the show with us.
Oh, it's been a while. I never seem to catch your show. It seems like I'm always either work late or I don't know you're having a show, or I get ready to listen to your show and you canceled a couple of times because you were sick. And then it's just been one thing after another, or either I'm just too lazy to get on.
Well, if you want to, just take a couple minutes and reintroduce yourself then to the audience.
Okay.
A little
well,
bit about
I'm,
your background. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm Dan from Georgia. I first came across the identity message in about 2003. I came across a website that a link to a website that said what was the real sin in the Garden of Eden. And back in those days, I knew nothing about the Bible at all, zero. But I'd always heard that, well, you know, Adam and Eve, they ate an apple, and that was the big sin. Well, this particular site, and I can't remember, I think it was, maybe it was Watchman Bible Study site or something like that, and it introduced me to the real sin, which was, of course, we know, sexual sin between Eve and Satan, And of course, she conceived and had fraternal twins, twins from both Satan and Adam. And we know the rest of the story. So that's how I got introduced into the identity message. And then I think in about 2007, maybe 6, 7, or 8, something like that, I came across your show. And Pastor Eli's show, and I started listening to both of y'all, and in addition to my own studying on the side, and that's pretty much my introduction to the whole thing. And I first got introduced to all of this Bible study. Actually, I was reading up on the unconstitutional income tax, and that led me to this, interestingly enough. And the rest is history for me. And I've just been discovering the numerous lies that we're fed every single day by the government, the media, and we know who owns most of the media. That goes without saying. And look what they're doing now. Who would have thought, you know, back in those days that we'd all be running around with masks on our face and being pressured and attempted to force us to take a vaccine. So anyway, that's all there is about me. Other than that, I'm a pretty boring person.
So what's your take on what's going on in the current events world, especially with the supposed demise of the Queen and what's happening over in the area of the Ukraine? Are you getting the same things I am? Or?
Well, I've been keeping up with all of this. My primary focus has been all this vaccine garbage and forced, you know, people wearing masks and all that. So I've heard that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. I haven't really looked into it that much. That's about, I just don't have a lot to say on that. I haven't been keeping up with it, but I hope. It seems like I'm not real sure about this convoy thing. I think at the lower levels, it's, you know, just regular, everyday working people trying to make a statement, people like us. But I don't know. Maybe at the top levels, maybe this is, you know, CIA-led or has been infiltrated or will be infiltrated. I don't know. I'm still kind of unsure about it. So, you know, I'd be interested to hear your take on that.
Well, you're talking about the Russian situation, or?
Oh no, I was talking about I was talking about the convoy that's going on up there.
Oh, the convoy. Okay, yeah, the convoy.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about the convoy that was suspicious was the leadership. Okay.
Right.
At least 3 or 4 of the so-called leaders had dubious backgrounds, and that was proven when they caved in so quickly. When they came up against the authorities, they caved almost right away. And there are some people who are trying to say that they're part of an attempt to take that money that was in the GoFundMe and everything else and divvy it out amongst themselves or whatever. I don't have any proof of that, but that's the word on the street. The only thing we do know is that they sort of caved awful quick. They're much like the Jews that were hijacking the Tea Party movement in the United States back in 2009. They did exactly the same thing. They jumped in, claimed to be leaders of it, absconded with tons of the money that had been put towards this huge movement across America, and they caved almost immediately when any kind of pressure came, and so the Tea Party movement just fizzled out and died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only difference is we have, again, history behind us on this is how the enemy works, particularly these Jews. This is exactly how they control what they call their opposition by leading it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the truckers' case that it's a groundswell in the common, in the grassroots people, and therefore it's leaderless resistance that they're up against. These people claiming to be the leaders, people have renounced them, and this is growing even faster now because of the draconian things that they've done. And so we've actually entered into a period of leaderless resistance, which is what many of the nationalists, the white nationalists, have said for years. What we need is white people to rise up and protect ourselves is leaderless resistance, because as soon as you pick a, quote, leader or a few leaders, then quickly the Jews come in and try to either bribe them, blackmail them, or kill them if they can't blackmail them or bribe them, but they'll try to go after them to control them. Whereas if it's leaderless, of course, much harder to do. At least that's how I see it. Back to you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Leaders can be bribed and bought and paid for. So that's probably it is the best way to have any kind of movement succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your take on the Ukraine situation?
Well, we were talking about that before you signed in, but the Ukraine is almost a duplicate of what happened in the 1940s, or I should say the late 1930s, when the German people that were trapped in Poland because of the dividing up of the lands after World War I, a large group of ethnic Germans ended up becoming part of Poland. I can't remember what they called that area. It's skipping my mind for some reason. Was it the Sudetenland? But these people were being murdered and persecuted horribly by the Poles, and word got back to the National Socialists and Hitler, and they approached the Polish and actually got the Poles to agree to stop doing what they're doing, but the Poles went back on their word. And when it continued, then the Germans did what the Germans should have done. They went in with tanks, and they executed the Poles that were harming the Germans and protected the German people. So the same thing is happening in Ukraine. That portion of Ukraine is ethnically Russians. And there are hundreds of thousands of ethnic Russians that live or work or travel frequently in that area, and they are being killed and persecuted and atrocities committed against them. So what else would the Russians do? Those two areas used to be part of Russia, and the people in it are Russians. They're not Ukrainians. They're Russians for the most part. And so all they're doing is protecting their interests. Plus, those two regions of the Ukraine have declared their independence, which is a right of the people. And other countries recognize that. In particular, Russia has recognized their claim for independence. And I believe they've signed a pact or a treaty for mutual defense, which means that if somebody attacks Russia, those two provinces will send war material and soldiers to help Russia fight, and if anybody attacks them, Russia will do likewise. Well, they're under attack by the Jewish-led communists of Ukraine that are trying to destroy the people of that area and steal their resources. I can't remember what resource it is, but that one area, I think it's Donbass, is one of the largest depositories of that resource. I can't remember if it's natural gas or coal or what, but that area is just full of this resource, and these Jewish oligarchs of Ukraine want that resource, just like they wanted the diamonds in South Africa and the gold and the silver, and they got the British people to murder the Boer farmers because that was their land. And so they put out stories that the Boer farmers were murdering British soldiers and British families when the opposite was true. The Boers, the Boer, by the way, is a Afrikaans word for a farmer. So the farmers, the Boers, actually were just defending their lands, and the actual atrocities were committed by the British. But the Jewish press told everybody it was the Boers. And next thing you know, the British went down there and killed the Boers. They couldn't win the war, so they took the women and children of the Boers and put them in concentration camps and started starving them to death. And then that's when the Boers finally capitulated and allowed them to take their property because their women and children were being starved to death. Now, I mean, this shit goes on over and over again, and it's always because we never get the truth. All we get is the Zionist Jew version, which makes it always look like the victims are the actual criminals, and the criminals are the victims. It's always 180 degrees out. Just like the whole Holocaust thing is a great big fat lie, the victims, claiming they are the victims, they are actually the perpetrators of the greatest Holocaust in all of history, particularly right there in Ukraine. When the Bolshevik Jews revolted against the white Russian rule through the Tsar, as soon as the Bolsheviks got into power, they starved over 12 million Ukrainians to death. Christian men, women, and children, starved them to death by going in there at gunpoint and taking all of their grain. This is the truth. See, people have to get to where they love the truth. They got to desire and seek the frickin' truth and stop listening to the mainstream Jewish propaganda mills and their bullshit stories. It's disgusting. Can you imagine what our Father in Heaven is thinking right now when he says, I put the Adamic man down there with all these great attributes, these wonderful things called our bodies that are built so wonderfully. I gave him a brain that's just unbelievable in what it's able to conceive of and do when he puts his mind to doing the right things. And then they turn around and listen to this Jewish drivel, this Jewish bullshit. Can you imagine how disgusted he must be?
Yeah. And no matter how far you dig, you're always going to find a Jew at the bottom of everything.
Exactly.
Every conflict.
Right.
They are always at the bottom.
Always at the bottom like a termite. They're always inside the wood eating away at the infrastructure in the dark. But they do it just like a termite by never stopping. Little bits, little tiny bites just tearing down your infrastructure, your institutions, your heritage, your culture, your religion, tearing it down until finally the whole thing collapses, and then they move on to the next victim.
Well, you know, Scripture does tell us that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He is in temporary control of this earth. And it only stands to reason he's going to put his own children in positions of power. So that's why they are in the positions that they're in.
Right, but they can only do that when we turn our backs on each other and our Father in Heaven.
Yep. Yep. That's true.
They cannot get away with this stuff when we are properly in line with Scripture and our Father, and when we stick together as a racial family. They can't get away with it. That's why they attack us in that area all the time. Satan's kids can have power, but only when we acquiesce and when we become disobedient. Then they become a thorn in our side.
Yeah.
I go back to the Scripture. It says the whole world is in travail waiting for the sons of Yahweh to be manifested. That's us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. See it getting any better, though. I mean, you look around you, and I mean, just the everyday behavior of a lot of people. It's, you know, it's not good. And I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means myself. I mean, we all have our faults. But, you know, it's just, I talk to a lot of white people, and about when you try to talk to them about racial issues, they'll get on this kick about, oh, they're not racist, and that, you know, I must be a hater if I don't, you know, anyone's a hater if you don't, if you think, believe in separatism, which the Bible commands us to be separate. But, you know, people have such little knowledge of Scripture that they translate that as hate. Well, you must hate the other races because, you know, you don't want to be around them. You're supposed to love everybody. That's their version of Christianity. And it doesn't mean you hate somebody because you want to be separate from them. It just means you want to be separate from them. And that's what we're commanded to do in Scripture. And I think all these problems that we currently have would be minuscule if we didn't have this conglomeration of races all living together like they do in our country today. You know, if we were just a separate nation, as Yahweh commands us. But, you know, that ended many years ago when those Jewish slave ships brought over the slaves from Africa, and our people were too damn lazy to pick their own cotton and fought the slaves. And, you know,
It's not so much that they're lazy. It's the same thing. Cody, hang on. I'll get you in just a second. It's the
free
same
labor.
Thing, like down here in South Florida, you get almost all of your contractors working on built new houses and roads are almost all brown skin or black skin people. It's not because white people won't do the work. It's because the white man that owns the company wants to make maximum profits, and so he hires the low-wage blacks and browns to do the work because the white man won't do the work for that cheap of money because he lives in America, whereas the brown guys, they'll work for that lower wage because they can go back to Venezuela, Colombia, Central America, and they can live like kings after they've put away about 4 or 5 years of wages up here. They can go back to their lands and live great, but a white man can't live off that kind of wage.
Yeah.
But
you're
right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, it's greedy sons of bitches amongst our own people. The Jews are always that way. They'll always do whatever it takes to make more money. But they're the biggest violators of this, hiring these muds from outside the country at low wages to do the work that subverts our whole economy is mostly white owners.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Cody on the line from New York. Welcome to the program, Cody.
Hello, Pastor Dan. Hello, Greg from Georgia. How are y'all doing?
Hey, it's doing good. How are you? It's Dan from Georgia.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dan from Georgia and Dan from
no
Florida.
Worries.
But, I don't want to get off the topic here. I just got a few comments about the Russian thing. I think you're pretty spot on there, Pastor Dan, about what's going on over there. But I also think that they're going to, the enemy is going to use that as kind of like a distraction, I think, because it seems to me like they're kind of gone back on their haunches a bit. They're kind of on a lull right now with like this whole vaccine thing, all these mandates and stuff, it seems like to me. And I feel that they're just going to use this Russian thing, you know, whatever it may be is going on over there, like you said. But I think it's going to be like a distraction to get people to look over there while in the meantime they're someplace else, you know, over in the other corner, freaking scheming their next move to put on us is what I think about that a little bit. And and then I don't want to get off the top where you were at. Just now, but if we were supposed to be, integrated, why do we have borders? You know, they were put there for a reason.
Exactly.
Right. Well, even the scripture says that the different races of man were put in different geographical locations for their benefit, actually, for the most part.
Yeah.
And so that right there tells you segregation of races is exactly what the divine order was. So, you know, we're going to get back to this world being run the way the Father wants it, whether we like it or not. I got news for people out there. If they think man is going to get away with this bullshit for much longer, you're crazy. The Father has tolerated this nonsense to the point where these morons, these Jews and the people that work for Jews, with their Terminator seeds, their hybridization, their pollutants like glyphosate and all this other bullshit that they've come up with, has almost made the world to the point where you don't have any fit food to eat left. You don't have any fit air to breathe and fit water to drink in a lot of areas. And he's not going to allow that to continue. He's not going to let us completely subvert this world that he made. He will destroy it and us with it before he lets that happen.
Yeah, good point. Another thing I'm also seeing is they're getting on board with the cryptocurrency thing. They're kind of pushing that now, getting people kind of...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, getting people, kind of warming them up to that. So I'm assuming that's got to be the next, they're going to tank the dollar, obviously, and then that may be the new thing, the cryptocurrency.
Well,
I think so, too.
It all depends if the blockchain is what they say it is. Okay? I am not an expert on how the blockchain works. I'm not a computer programmer, so I don't know. A lot of it depends on if the blockchain truly is independent or not. And so that remains to be seen. We do know that at some point, our Father is going to destroy this Babylonian economic system. It's going to go up in smoke. So that part makes perfect sense. Whether this so-called cryptocurrency is the righteous answer to that, that remains to be seen. Because we really don't know who's behind it. At least I don't. So I'm very suspicious of it. And the other thing that people have to understand, we don't need a lot of money, folks. If we're living according to Yahweh's law, you don't need a lot of money. You don't need a lot of gold, silver, cryptocurrency, or any other kind of currency. The only reason you need so much of it now is all of this Jewish controlled through government, taxation, regulation, fees, fines, traffic tickets, you name it. If you did away with all that bullshit, which is part of man-made Babylonian government, how much money do you really need? If you and your family live on 40 acres and it's got an orchard on it, you've got animals on it, you've got a garden on it, you've got a creek that runs through it, so you've got shelter, you've got food, you've got water, you've got room for exercise, and you don't have anybody that can tax you or put any kind of a lien against you in this banking system, how much money do you really have to have? Next to none.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, a lot of, you really don't need a lot.
You don't. I grew up on a farm. We were poor, so we didn't have money to buy much. So we made a lot of the things we needed, or we traded with neighbors, or we just did without. God Almighty, think of that. Actually doing without? People today can't even conceive of that. We are so narcissistic today, it's unbelievable. I remember being so thrilled when my father said, hey, I'm going to run you into town in the pickup truck, and you kids can actually have a cone of ice cream at the Dairy Queen. That was a treat. Usually about once a month or every other month, if we behaved ourselves and we did our chores. Today, if they can't run out and get their fat faces full of an ice cream cone and an ice cream sundae every single part of the day or every day of the week, they think they're being put upon. We've grown soft. That's part of our problem. We think we need all this bullshit that's out here that Babylon creates in the stores. The sad fact of it is you don't need it, people. So we don't need a lot of money. Go ahead. What?
I think a lot of it is wanting to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody's got it in their mind that you know, I got to keep up with my neighbors or whatever. And,
well, you know, our people are addicted. Our people are addicted to technology and materialism. That's part of it.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody comes out with something new, they got to run out and buy it. I've got family that are just that bad. They'll go out and spend $1,200 on a new iPhone just because it's new. Nothing wrong with the old one they have, but the new one has some feature on it, so they're typical what the Jew designs things for. Every 6 months, put some new feature on it, and our people will go out and spend $1,200 for a goddamn phone. I'm sorry. Okay, that's in my own freaking family. Okay, so I don't want anybody out there trying to, oh, Dan, you're making this shit up. I'm sorry, that's in my own family. So don't be telling me I'm making shit up. I'm not. I've seen all this stuff firsthand. I've seen teenagers go berserk because their goddamn cell phone didn't work. And they couldn't wait 24 hours for a new one. They had to have somebody go get them a new one that night.
Yeah, that's like
they piss and moan to mom and dad finally broke down and got them their freaking phone. I would have taken that phone and shoved it up their ass. What the hell is wrong with people? Chris from Ohio. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Greetings. How's it going?
I'm on a rant, so sorry.
Gotcha, yeah, so I had several points, and none of which are related to the original reason why I called in, but, yeah, regarding the crypto thing, that's a scam. The whole thing's a Trojan horse, but the reason why it was done in the way that it was is so that they could essentially crowdsource building out all the infrastructure, because the government and all of these banks could have never built any of that on their own, right, because they can't write software, right, so they had to motivate people in the open source community to do it by thinking that essentially that they're going to be part of some economic revolution. But the whole thing's a trap. I don't see like Bitcoin ever being viable on any kind of large scale, or any cryptocurrency, to be honest. It's working because the way the distributed ledger works, it's just way too resource intensive. And even with all the updates that they've made to the underlying platform, it won't handle the volume of transactions that you would need, right? The copy, it's way too computationally expensive, right? Because you have all of the trust computations, right, that you have in a distributed system are incredibly involved, right? And they all have to be coordinated, right? So it's really slow, right? But releasing this, right, the way that they did, right, does a lot of things, right, for the Federal Reserve and the various other banking institutions around the world, right? They get to outsource their all the R&D, right? And then, you know, they get to essentially bankrupt every Western nation, right, by skyrocketing energy prices because everybody's pissing away electricity mining Bitcoin and silicon mining Bitcoin. And it's an absolute ecological disaster, right? I mean, the planet is being absolute, well, the sorry, excuse me, I should be punched in the face for even saying that, but the disk that we live on is being absolutely raped to death, right, in order to mine this nonsense. It's the same thing with all these sodomites and their electric cars and their fucking lithium-ion batteries and their solar panels for people who don't need solar panels, right? It's just a massive, massive environmental disaster.
Go ahead.
No, it's basically, I mean, it's in the same camp as solar panels, right? If you're not off the grid, you don't need a fucking solar panel. Like, nobody should ever own a solar panel, right? I mean, it's just a terrible, terrible idea, right? It's hazardous to the environment. The economic damage that's done by producing one solar panel is catastrophic. And ultimately, the energy you get out of it is like 1/100th of the energy that actually goes into producing it. I mean, there are off-grid applications where you need that, but anybody who's buying it because they think they're being green is just an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my rant. But I mean, Bitcoin's the same thing, right? I mean, it's an absolute economic disaster and ecological disaster, right? I mean, it's a big part of the reason why we have these skyrocketing energy prices. A lot of it's constriction of supply, right? But you know, as far as you know, CPUs and graphics cards and anything silicon based, right? Copper, gold, right? All of that stuff is almost non-existent right now, right? Because of the whole COVID supply chain strangulation, right? And then you've got the increased demand for all of this stuff that's essentially nonsense. It's nonsense. We're just wasting terawatts of electricity, right, worldwide every year, right, for basically nothing.
And what that boils down to is the wrong people are in charge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, people buy into stuff because it's trendy and because they're lemmings, right? I mean, nobody buys a Volkswagen because, or a Tesla, because it's a good car, like it's well made, right, and is going to run a long time. Right? They buy it because they're a douchebag.
Oh, Lordy.
It's like, so, anyway. Yeah,
that's my rant on that. But, you know, everybody's worried about the truckers and the economy collapsing. The one thing no one is talking about is the H-1B program, right? It's an unbelievable disaster. And if anybody's sold out America in terms of hiring, you know, Satan science experiments rather than white people to do a job, it's middle management in America and all the NBA jerk-offs who are, you know, they've been masturbating in their yarmulkes hiring these Indians over the last 30 years. But software systems around the world are collapsing as we speak. It's only a handful of people like me that are holding everything together, right? But look at the disaster that Lowe's is. I mean, every time you go in there or Walmart, like, nothing works anymore. And everything is breaking down because Western civilization is built for and by people with triple-digit IQs. And you can't do it with a bunch of mud monkeys that can barely read. But as that, you know, continues to go on, it gets worse, right? And the browner it gets, it's going to break down. The entire economy is breaking down, right? But when the software systems break down, it's like the trucking and like the energy. Nothing is going to work, right? I mean, you need three things for any product anymore, right? You need energy, right? You need transportation, right? And you need logistics. If you don't have those three things, you have no economy, regardless of what product is. So. But yeah, nobody's talking about that. But the software systems everywhere are breaking down. I mean, all I do is find bugs in software all day long. I do it all day long at work, and then when I get off of work, I'm debugging somebody's e-commerce platform, Home Depot, Lowe's, Tractor Supply. Everything is broken all the time. Amazon.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if everybody else. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Chris. Could you, like, hold the mic closer to your mouth or whatever?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm on the speakerphone. Was that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to fry my brain if I can help it. But anyway, software systems are going to break down. And when software systems break down, the entire economy is going to break down. It's no different than trucking, right?
Right.
And it's an Atlas Shrugged situation, right? It's a few people like me who have their finger in the dike that are solving 10,000 problems a day that are created by Indians. And that's the only reason that anything in America functions at all. And when those people are gone, the entire thing is going to collapse.
Yeah, it's interesting. They want to run the white man out, disenfranchise the white man, but they haven't figured out yet what are you going to do when we're all gone because we're the ones that keep it afloat.
Right, it's Revelation 12, right? The earth opened up its mouth and helped the woman and swallowed the flood, right? That's not literal, it's a metaphor, right? It's earth in the alchemical sense. White people are the only ones that can build anything, so as long as there's an economy, like, we're going to survive no matter what the rest of these stink parasites do, right? Because they can't do anything on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I'm trying to get to the point where I can get out of the system completely and do my own thing, and then just let it collapse, and I'm almost there. But in the meantime, like, I got to keep my job, so I'm trying to keep the lights on and keep everybody around me from burning everything to the ground.
Yep. Who is John Galt?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is. It's an Atlas Shrugged situation. And Rand, I mean, for, you know, as anti-God as she was, right? I mean, she had a lot of positive traits. I mean, as far as philosophically, I mean, she's very anti-psychology, right? Very, very pro-economics, very pro-liberty. I mean, I don't necessarily.
Was she a Jew?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that, right? But I mean,
it's a long, boring read, but it's I think my paperback version was 1,000 pages. So at points of the book is laborious as hell to get through. But by the time you finish the book, as Chris is alluding to, I think she pronounced it Ayn Rand. We pronounce it Ayn Rand, but I think in Russian it's Ayn. But Ayn Rand, the points that she makes out are very libertarian and very much in line with even what we preach. So regardless of who she was and what her faith was or was not, the story of Atlas Shrugged and the principles trying to teach is very apropos. And actually, it is also a roadmap on how you take down this Zionist draconian crappy system that we've got right now, this Babylonian system that's falling apart. If we stop trying to build it and fix it and keep it running and just walk away from it, it will crumble.
Yeah.
It will fail.
Yeah, it's going to crumble on its own.
Right?
Yeah, it's collapsing every minute of every day. Right? But that's the worst part of it. I mean, if you want to look at anybody who's really sold out America, it's everybody with an MBA. It's everyone in middle management. Right? Because none of these organizations will function, right? And I mean, Lowe's, Walmart, they're all going woke, and nothing works anymore, right? Because the stores are all staffed by blacks, and the software is all written by Indians, and nothing functions. I mean, we go to Lowe's in North Carolina, and like 90% of the stuff on the shelf doesn't even have a price tag on it.
Wow.
If there's even anything on the shelf. So, anyway.
Well, I think I see signs of what you're talking about all the time. I'm retired now, so I stay out of the mainstream buildings and the social like gatherings at discotheques, tiki huts, beaches. I find the people out here to be an anathema to our way of thinking, and so I don't want to be around them. Maybe
yeah,
it's because they're not going to be here much longer. I find no common ground with these animals, these low IQ animals that walk the streets for the most part. Now, don't get me wrong. Are there a few decent people amongst all them? Yeah, there are, obviously. But we're talking in general here. In general, like I said, it wasn't that many years ago that in broad daylight I was going up to the store. I don't know if it was Walmart or what, but it was right up along a four-lane highway, broad daylight, that this big, obese black woman squats and takes a dump right beside the highway.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it. I just sat in the car and looked at the passenger that was in the car with me, and I said, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Broad daylight, just squatted down and took a dump right beside a major highway and all kinds of stores in the area. So, you know, we're falling apart. And people constantly are calling me, why are we falling apart? Because we have no rules. We have no accountability anywhere. Fathers aren't accountable. Wives and mothers aren't accountable. The kids aren't accountable. The politicians aren't accountable. Doctors aren't accountable. News media is not accountable. Preachers aren't accountable. Nobody's accountable.
You know how they would answer that, Dan?
Huh?
You know how they would answer that? You know what they would say to that? They would say, you shouldn't judge. That's judging, and that's bad.
I got news for folks. My name in Paleo Hebrew is judge. That's what Dan is. Daniel is to judge as or with El, God. Okay, mm-hmm. So my Hebrew name implies judgment. And personally, that's what I feel like I'm here to do. And I will judge. I judge my children when they were growing up. I judge my friends. And I'm not derogatory or condescending. Don't get me wrong. I've got lots and lots of people that I call friends. And they appreciate the fact that I'm stone cold honest with them when I tell them what I tell them. But do we make judgments together? Yeah, we do. If I think it's something stupid to do, I'm going to tell you it's stupid. If I think your children are out of line and spoiled, I'm going to tell you they are. The problem
without judgment,
is
there's no justice.
Exactly. We forgot that that's exactly why the Father put us here. Our men are supposed to be lions, and they are to be judges. Now, here's the catch, though. They are supposed to be judging in righteousness, not in draconian dictatorship fashion or abusive. No, 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 no. You only get to be a righteous judge that is backed by our Father in heaven when you do it His way. When you are His ambassador and your judgments are coming from His law, now you have a right to judge. But if you're going to be like these automatons or like that little pansy up in Canada, Trudeau, or that other little Jewish pansy in France, Macron, or any of these other assholes that are out here, you don't get a right to judge because they don't have a shred of righteousness in them. Who's next?
I'm going to talk about food.
Huh?
You want to talk about food?
Well, you can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay, here's a tip. We were talking about eating healthy and being on a farm. So I have a solution that will require about $30 worth of infrastructure, probably about 4 square feet of space, and will produce all the food that you can eat for $5 a month. And you will never go hungry. In fact, you will be more nutritionally healthier than anything you could possibly ever buy anywhere. Want to know what it is?
Yeah, sure. We're waiting with bated breath here.
Yeah, all right. So you go to whatever store you want, and you get 12 quart mason jars. You get some sprouting lids, and you get like a 50-pound bag of clover seeds, and you sprout. It's amazing to me how many people don't do that, and it's so good for you, and it's so healthy, and it's so cheap. It's cheap.
Microgreens.
Yeah, well, microgreens is a little bit more of a involved process, but and I mean anybody can sprout. I mean it takes almost nothing.
Yeah.
Go through that list of what to get again, real quick.
Just get some quart jars and some sprouting lids. If you get the ones we've got are ABS, so they're really high quality. They're really durable. That's what I would get. But basically, it's just a mason jar lid, like a wide mouth mason jar lid, right? So mason jars come in two sizes, right, with regards to the opening, right? You have a standard mouth and you have a wide mouth. You want wide mouth quart jars, and I would get some ABS lids, and the ABS lids are just they're ABS with a metal screen in there, and all you do is you soak your seeds and you rinse them in 3 days. You know, you've got 4 cups of basically just pure vitamins from, I don't know, I think our conversion rate is about a tablespoon to a cup. So if we put 2.5 tablespoons of seed into a jar, we'll get 3 cups usually. And that's enough for an entire day's worth of food for one person for sure. I mean, it's the equivalent of taking like 3 or 4 Centrum, like multivitamins. Right.
I'm having a hard time hearing you again there, bud.
Oh, it's the equivalent of taking like 3 or 4 days supplies of the recommended daily allowance of all your vitamins and minerals. Again, it depends on what you're sprouting.
Right.
Sprouting, I like clover, but go ahead.
You can use beets, you can use, you know, other things too as well.
Yeah, yeah. But it's amazing to me, as easy it is that everyone doesn't do it. It's just crazy.
Well, I think a lot of people, they don't do it. A lot of them don't, is because you got to keep buying the seeds. That's the only problem with it. You know, I mean, you said 50 pounds, so I'm sure that would be all right, but.
Well, 50 pounds would probably last an individual like 10 years, probably, maybe five.
Yeah.
I don't,
that's why I mentioned
50 pounds.
I don't
know. I mean, you know, like I said, with the clover seeds, we're doing probably like a tablespoon is equal to a little over 3 cups.
What kind of seeds?
Clover. I like clover personally.
Clover.
It's really light, but anyway, like sprouts are like the most, and microgreens are like the most nutrient dense food that you could possibly eat, right? So, and it takes almost no space to grow, right? I mean, I'm getting back to like setting up the indoor grow rack, so I just bought like, well, a couple of racks actually, but I just bought 20 LED shop lights. They're nice. They've got all speakers built in, which is pretty cool, and they were like $30 a piece. So, yeah, we've got cilantro going and like 5 different varieties of lettuce and going back to doing the microgreens as soon as we can get a second shelf. The problem is it's almost impossible to get a wire shelf anywhere right now. So, but yeah, I mean, you can grow enough food to feed like 10 people within, you know, like 20 square feet.
There's a lot of information available out there with what Chris is talking about, how you can grow tremendous amounts of food in a very small space, and it would be actual organic, healthy heirloom seed food, which what I have found out by intermittent fasting and eating real food, I'm eating probably about 1/6 the amount of food I used to eat when I was in my 30s. So a lot of people say, well, that's not enough food. Well, that's because you're used to going down to Walmart and buying all the shit on the shelf that's got no nutrition in it whatsoever, so you're stuffing your face all day long. But what you find out is when your body gets to the right weight that it's supposed to be and you're eating real food, you find out that you don't need to eat a whole lot.
Right, and most people that think they're hungry are really not even hungry, right? They're really not even starving for food or anything like that. They're chronically dehydrated, right? I mean, pretty much everybody in the Western world is chronically dehydrated.
Right. When I went to the health classes, holistic health classes, that's one of the things they taught us is if you're feeling hungry, go drink some water and wait 20 minutes, and then if you're still hungry, maybe you're actually hungry. But most of the time, you're just simply dehydrated, and your body wants water.
Yeah.
Amen. Good points. Do you have any kind of website or where the people can get the things that you're talking about, Chris?
Yeah, if you're looking for grow lights, I mean, they're on sale right now at Lowe's, like the Honeywell ones with the built-in Bluetooth speakers are the best deal right now. They're normally $100 for a pair, but right now they're 60 something. So that's the best thing going on right now. Outside of that, I would probably go to Rural King and get the lights that Harbor Freight has, but they're $10 cheaper at Rural King.
Right.
And then,
well, Chris, do you have a website or anything?
What's that?
Do you have a website?
I don't have a website now.
Okay. Actually, Pastor Dan's got an article on microgreens on his webpage as well. I looked at that not too long ago.
Okay.
Was that under the health page or just news?
I believe it was the health page, I believe. But either that or the news and more. But it is on there. I think it's actually called Ask a Prepper.
Oh, Ask a Prepper, yep.
Yeah, it's in there, and it's got a lot of good information on that.
The other thing that I would recommend to people, like that is super easy and will radically change your life and make you feel 10 years younger pretty much immediately, is to make your own kombucha. I mean, when you buy the store,
make your own what?
Profit. Kombucha.
Oh, kombucha, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you buy the store bought stuff, right? It's all dead, right? But if you do it at home yourself, and it's easy, right? I mean, it's just essentially black tea and sugar, right? It takes basically almost nothing. And again, same thing, you know, you just need a couple of jars, right? But having those probiotics, right, and those bacterial cultures, right, at hand, alive and fresh and at your fingertips all the time. I mean, it's a game changer. It's unbelievable how good it is. I know Jeremiah has been making his own kefir, which is interesting to me. But I mean, I can't do dairy. I can't stand the taste of milk. I just don't like it.
You're fading off again, Chris.
Oh, I said, yeah, I know Jeremiah has been doing his own kefir, but I can't do dairy. I just really don't like milk at all. So we do the kombucha thing, and it's been unbelievable. It's phenomenal. It's basically, right, it's doing the same thing to your body as compost tea does for your garden. Right. All the live bacterial cultures are just, it's a game changer.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And yeah,
it's
in
so
the old
easy,
days, we
so
ate
easy.
A lot of fermented foods. We don't eat fermented foods now because we listen to the Jewish propaganda bullshit television that as soon as it's fermented, we're told that it's bad. A lot of food in the old days, it never went bad. It might change. Like milk might become sourdough or whatever. It fermented. And we used to eat fermented cabbage and fermented other, like, beets and things like that. It's a little bit tangier than normal, but the fermentation process actually helps with gut health. So,
yeah, the other thing about
we were led astray.
The other thing about sauerkraut that makes it phenomenal, in addition to, you know, all the bacterial cultures, the probiotics, is, you know, cabbage is, like, probably the single best testosterone booster that you can eat, right? So there's that as well.
Correct. Right.
Probably has something to do with the reason why I get more
That's
done
right.
in a day than most people do in a lifetime.
Yep. If you're low in energy, you're probably low in testosterone, and cabbage, organic cabbage, is high. It's one of the foods that will bounce your T levels way up there. There's several other foods, too. I can't think of what they are right now, but the number one I like is cabbage. All right, guys, anything else?
I think that's it for me. As far as the food laws, I know Scripture tells us in Leviticus chapter 11, goes over all of the different clean and unclean animals, such as, of course, our well-known pork. We should avoid that one, but there's quite a few in there that we shouldn't be eating that we do.
Deuteronomy chapter 14 as well.
Oh yeah, it's in there too.
Right. The thing people need to take away from all this is that there are solutions and answers. They don't cost you a lot of money. They just take a little bit of willpower and desire. And you can be shocked at the changes. And the other thing that I'm having great success with is the chlorine dioxide, the MMS, the Miracle Mineral Solution that Dr. Hummel created. I've been using it for over a month now. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. You get some results from that. So if you've never tried it, as long as you follow the directions, you'd be surprised what it will do for you. So,
what's it called, Dan? What's right?
It's called chlorine dioxide. It's sodium chlorite, plus it's got a citric acid as an activator. And you buy them in the two bottles, and you just put three or four drops in a glass, like a 8-ounce juice glass, and tilt the glass so that all the drops go to the bottom of the rim. Just put three or four drops, and then you put three or four drops of the acetic acid in there, and about 1 minute later, it has this yellowish color, and you can smell the chlorine coming off of it, and just pour in demineralized or distilled water for the 8 ounces and just sip on it throughout the morning or whatever, and that chlorine dioxide gets in there, and it just obliterates parasites, germs, funguses, moles. It can oxygenate your blood. It does. There's a whole book written on what all it'll do. The biggest thing I noticed is how it is pulling heavy metals and pollutants out of the body, even more so than just eating the organic diet and all that, which works really well. But this stuff goes in there, and it just, it's like a scavenger. It just goes in there, and like an astringent or a scavenger, and it just pulls all this stuff out of your body, and you eliminate it. And it's just, everybody has a different story. I've talked to dozens of people. Every one of them had a little different reaction, but everybody could tell it was doing something. Depends on what condition their body was in. But for me, like I said, my thing that I noticed right off the bat with a very small dose of it was just how much toxic material it was able to take out of the body. So you feel much better. Some people I know are taking a very, very, very diluted amount of it and putting it in their eyes with an eyedropper, just a couple drops in their eyes, and it's clearing up their vision like crazy, getting rid of styes and different things that are causing your eyes to like burn or be scratchy or whatever. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable what our Father has put here. That's inexpensive, easy to do, and gets results compared to this pharmakia that Babylon wants us to use, which is expensive, and most of the time it does more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, guys?
That's it for me.
Well, I'll go in reverse order then for final comments. Chris, any final comments?
Yeah, I guess one thing is the astrological thing, the Pluto cycles, right? I mean, I think January of next year is kind of the date to keep an eye on. As Pluto's more of a generational thing, and it's moving out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. Very shortly, and the last time that happened was 1776.
Yeah, I've seen some articles on that. So, all right, very good. Well, keep up the good work, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm still.
Yahweh bless.
I'm still fighting the back issue, but I submitted my religious paperwork, so I haven't heard anything back from them, so I'm assuming that it's all good. And they're just not going to mess with me. So.
All righty. Very good. Take good care. Yahweh bless.
Yep.
Cody, final comments.
Well, all I can say is everyone keep your heads up. I know it's discouraging times and, you know, angry times. Me, myself, I just get just really pissed off at all the stupidity that's happening around me, but at the same time, I do my best to keep my head up. As for, like Chris said, you know, microgreens, and if you don't want to do that, you know, MREs and survival food. I know there's a lot of companies out there. They have plenty of food. They're not short and out of stock on most stuff. So just keep prepping and, you know, just keep vigilant. And that's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cody. Yahweh bless. Take care.
Yahweh bless.
Yep. Dan?
I really don't have anything else to say other than I will add some good news, personal good news. I found out our company is not requiring us to get the vaccine or even be tested for it. At least that's the way it is right now. So that's fantastic news. I was not looking forward to having to go through all that, you know, getting the exemption letter and having to fight it because I just started this job a couple of months ago. And so that's some good news for me personally. So, yeah.
Excellent. All right, bud. Well, keep up the good work. Stay in touch and don't be a stranger.
I know. I will start following your show more often here. I'm going to make a point of it.
All right, Dan. Take care, buddy. Yahweh bless.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Chris up in Virginia, Cody in, I think he's still in New York, and then Dan in Georgia calling in tonight. So Yahweh bless their hearts. Good information, as always. The good news is our Father doesn't desert us. He has the solution to any problem that you've got. It's just a question of you identifying the problem and be willing to hear him out as to how he wants to lead you out of your situation. So with that good news, I think everybody should be encouraged. And as we hear about all these bad things going on, we must remember that I'm also getting reports of some really, really good stuff that's happening. Okay, so it's not all negative. That's what the enemy wants you to think, and the truth of the matter is that it's not all bad. You got to remember, everything that happens in the life of a believer is for a purpose. It really is. And it can be for your benefit if you choose to keep the right attitude. And all things work to the good for those that love the Father, number one. And number two, are called according to his purposes. Okay? So that's a two-edged sword. So it doesn't just require you to love the Father to get your prayers answered. You have to be in his will. You have to be doing something. I hear all the time from people, well, I prayed and I didn't get what I wanted, or I had this person do that and this didn't work out the way. Well, okay, it didn't work out the way you want, but was that what the Father wanted? Did you ask for what the Father wanted? Did you even care what the Father wanted? Did you realize that he sees things that you might not see? He doesn't do anything just spur of the moment or for a nonsensical reason. The Father has a plan that he's working out here. And if you can't figure out what the plan is, shame on you. You better figure out what it is and get involved with it and be part of his team, or you're going to get left out. It's really quite that simple. We're at the end the age. I sure as hell hope you can see that by now. It's time to bring this thing to a climax and be done with it and move on to the next big thing that the Father's got for his children. The main thing you need to know is you don't want to be left behind. That's not a good thing. So again, we thank for the guys for calling in tonight. We thank you folks for listening in. For the people that listen later on the downloads, we hope you get something from our discussions here tonight. And as always, stay positive. Keep looking at the horizon. Stay alert. And keep learning. As they said, you live every day as if you're going to die tomorrow. But you learn every day as if you're going to be here for 1,000 years. Remember that. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with one another. We thank you for the truths that you provide us. We thank you for even in this sick world that we can find goodness and we can find good things to eat and good things to do if we dig deep enough, if we search with a pure heart, and if we lean on one another. Remember that we're a family. We work through these things line upon line, precept upon precept. There is no political solution to the mess that we are in. None. This is a spiritual problem. This is a spiritual war that we're up against Satan's kids and those that are in his camp, and the righteous are over on the other side and those that are in our camp. And the two are going to come head to head because they cannot coexist on this earth no longer. The evil are making their move. The communists want to take over completely. The question is man going to allow that to happen, or is Adamic man going to sit back and just sit on his ass and watch everything fall apart? That's the question. So, Father, again, we thank you for all of our blessings. We ask that you would be with us and guide us in all that we say and do, and protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Amen.